Pretty good looking day out there. Lots of sunshine. We're in the low 50s right now. Should get to the low 80s before the day is through. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. There is a growing fan base for the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers, the Eastside Diamond Hoppers, the Utica Unicorns, and the Woolly Mammoths. Of course, talking about the United Shore Professional Baseball League. Dana Schmidt is the COO of the league and joins us right now. Dana, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Paul.
You're in your, I want to say, third season. Am I right?
We are. We just started our third season on May 11th.
And is this an expansion year, or did you have four teams last year, too?
We did have four teams last year. So when we started the league, we had the Unicorns, the Diamond Hoppers, and the Beavers. And then last year, we added the Westside Woolly Mammoths.
You play, and all four teams play at Jimmy John Stadium, right?
They do. They do. So it's a little bit of a unique setup. It's our own league that we started back in 2015, played our first season in 2016. And, you know, the plan is ultimately to expand and add more stadiums. And so two of these teams will always stay at Jimmy John's Field in historic downtown Utica. And two of the teams will probably move to the next ballpark when we get that built.
It really is a unique situation, and one in which you had to take a big leap of faith and contact Major League Baseball and say, hey, we're starting up this development league. Would you be interested in scouting some of our players? And they have, and you've actually had some pretty good success there, haven't you?
Well, we have. We've had 20 players over the past two seasons that have been signed to contracts by major league organizations and then moved into their farm systems. And what we saw, Paul, really was we used to own an affiliated team, a minor league team in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that was the Class A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And we owned that team for 8 years. And, you know, we wanted to do something closer to home. So we ended up ultimately building this ballpark. But what we saw was there were the rounds of draft had dramatically decreased. So there were a lot of great players, you know, your diamonds in the rough that weren't getting drafted anymore. And this allowed us to create, when we created our own league, create something that's really developmental for Major League Baseball. So we oftentimes will have Major League scouts and teams, front offices that will tell us, you know, after the draft happens, which will be in June, hey, we couldn't draft this player or that player. We would love for you guys to sign them. We like what you're doing developmentally, and we'll keep watching the player and then probably ultimately sign him, but he needs a little bit more refinement. So that has worked out very well for us, and so we have had 20 players now that we're watching their progress as they make it through and waiting, you know, and hoping for our first player this year that will be signed.
Boy, that's exciting. Any idea what markets you might be expanding into? Too soon to say?
Well, we're working about five or six different markets right now that we're trying to get something done. You know, these things are more complicated than they might seem, and there's a lot of factors involved, both from our side in terms of what we would be looking for in a market to ensure success, as well as finding the right partner, the right community that can partner with us the way Utica did. And so nothing to announce yet, but we are working very hard to get that next stadium and be able to announce where that will be.
The fan experience at a minor league baseball game, particularly at Jimmy John Field, is different from Major League Baseball. It's really, I think, minor league baseball a lot more fan friendly, isn't it?
You know, it is, and we saw that when we owned our team in Fort Wayne. Just the sort of the magic of minor league baseball is the family friendly entertainment experience. It's great baseball, but it's an overall entertainment experience for the family, and it's very affordable. And we've been able to create exactly that in Utica at Jimmy John's Field. So, you know, when you come to our games, first of all, we have a different promotion every night. So for example, tonight is Thirsty Thursday, and we have a new craft beer garden this year at Jimmy John's Field, the Short Hops Craft Beer Garden. So we're doing a special release with our local Michigan craft beer partners So that's going to be fun. We have fireworks every Friday. And tomorrow night we have Meet the Unicorns, so fans can come meet the Unicorns players and get autographs before the game. Saturday night we have our 80s night, so we have a dance party on the field with the Square Pegs, a very popular 80s tribute band, after the game, but they'll be playing throughout the game. Sunday is always a kids' day, so it's Sunday Fun Day, and we have characters, Beauty and Beast, that will be there for the kids. And on Memorial Day, we're doing a Star Spangled Sunglasses giveaway, so that'll be fun. And dollar hot dogs, dollar soft drinks, dollar chips. So we've got something for everybody, really family friendly. This year, we've added something new, which is our bat dog. So we have our very own resident bat dog, JJ the Field General. He is a 14, he's actually laying right next to me right now. He's a 14-month-old golden retriever. And we bought him. He was born in California, trained down in Ohio for a year. And he came last week and has been performing since opening day. And he's been doing just great. And we are so happy and excited to have him. He's such a good boy. But he picks up the bats. He takes water to the umpires. He catches frisbees. He takes flowers to a sweetheart of the game in the stands every game. And of course does tons of meet and greets with all the kids. And so he's been a great addition. And then we added dance teams this year, dance crews for the first time. So we had 200 kids show up for auditions earlier this year. And so we've got our own dance crews that come out on the field in between innings and perform. And we also have added, I don't know if you know this, Paul, but we've got this great kid zone at Jimmy John's Field where we've got this one-of-a-kind playground. We have a state-of-the-art wiffle ball field that's packed from the time the gates open to at least an hour after the game. And we added the Cadillac of Speed Pitch games this year, so with actual mannequins, you know, with a catcher and a batter. So the kids have just been loving that. So we're always trying to do new things at Jimmy John's Field to make it super family friendly and fan friendly. This year we added the Dole Whip dessert, which you can only get at Disney Resort. So that is the number one dessert at Disney Resorts, and we have it now at Jimmy John's Field. So I think we're the only place in Michigan that can offer that, and it's a soft serve pineapple dessert that fans have been loving. So, again, lots of new things that we've added this year at Jimmy John's Field.
Well, fun stuff. Nobody's going to be bored at one of these games for sure. The Beavers and the Hoppers play tonight. You've got another game tomorrow, the Hoppers and the Unicorns. Really cool how the schedule allows all these teams to share the field, and fans come over and have a good time at these games. And from Port Huron, from this area, that's a short, 40-minute drive, and we can get over there real quick and easy and just have a good time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, coming from Port Huron, it's, you know, the traffic pretty light coming in. So it's, you know, it's a pretty straight shot to get to downtown Utica. And, you know, we're right off of M-59. And one of the other things that not everybody knows is when we built this ballpark, we actually built it. It was an old landfill, an unregulated old landfill. And we turned something that was an unregulated old landfill that nothing could ever be built on into what we like to think of as our own little Disney World. And that's what we're trying to create, a Disney-like experience when people walk in those gates. But last year, we actually won the largest national award for brownfield redevelopment of all the places across America in little downtown Utica. We won the award. So it's really was an engineering marvel to actually get this built, because it was not an easy site to build on, but we've been able to turn that into a beautiful and magical place.
Fun stuff. Well, continued success to the United Shore Professional Baseball League. Hoping to get over there this season and catch some games. Dana, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's beautiful weather this weekend, so everybody should come out and have a sort of a staycation at Jimmy John's Field.
Sounds good to me. Dana, take care. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.